This is Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Thanks for being with us. With the SEC primary less than a week away now, pollsters have been working overtime. The latest one to come out by Opinion Savvy for Fox 5, pollster and syndicated columnist Matt Towery is back with us. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you, Dennis.
On the Democratic side, the poll showed frontrunner Hillary Clinton with a very substantial lead here in Georgia. So not to minimize the importance of the Democratic primary here, obviously the closer race is on the GOP side. So let's focus on that. What do the numbers show there?
The numbers show Donald Trump about where he was in South Carolina. He's at 34%. Rubio's at 22%. Cruz at 20%. You then have Kasich at 9, Carson at 8, and 7 undecided. So it's almost falling out exactly the way South Carolina voted this last weekend.
And it's showing, apparently, that there is movement, but not much, which, given everything that's happened in the last few weeks, that might seem to some a little surprising.
Well, here's the way I see this race going down right now, absent something, of course, changing in the debate on Thursday in Texas or something else changing things. It would appear that Trump would be on his way to win Georgia. He's carrying more evangelical voters than Rubio, which has been Rubio's bugaboo since he started this whole effort, because his mainstay and his base was the evangelical voter. That's what helped him early on. But now we're to a situation where, for example, with Rubio, who is clearly once again now taking the second spot, although just like in South Carolina, very close, you know, 2-point division maybe. But you've got two candidates who are below them who basically hold the balance of power. You've got John Kasich. Most people think most of his votes would go to Rubio. You have Carson, and most people think most of Carson's vote would go to Trump. So if they were to be eliminated from the race, and suppose there was just a Trump-Rubio-Cruz situation, I'm not thinking that things would change a whole lot in terms of the order, and it certainly wouldn't change in terms of who's leading in most of the states.
Let me ask you one question that certainly reflects something that's changed in the last few weeks, the departure of Jeb Bush, who had a substantial fundraising network here, even though he wasn't doing particularly well in the polling. Has his departure changed things here in Georgia that much?
Not really. I think Jeb Bush dropped to very minimal support in Georgia, and it looks to me like the beneficiaries of that are Rubio by a few points and Kasich by a few points. And perhaps Trump even a little bit, because you have to remember, Trump is polling 34 right now with 7% undecided. If something drastic doesn't change, you usually just allocate the remaining amount based on the percentages at which they lead, and that would put Trump poised to win 35-36%. So I really think that the Bush departure is not having a big effect or as big of an effect, because he had lots of money, but just not a lot of voters.
But that money could be important if it could be spent in time on behalf of one candidate. Do we have any idea where that money is going
in these last few days? Oh, yes. That money is going to Rubio, no doubt about it. The so-called GOP establishment has decided to close ranks and go completely behind Marco Rubio. It's no secret that Cruz is not well-liked by his colleagues, Republican colleagues in the Senate. They feel like he showboats and they don't care for him. That's why Cruz is running as an outsider. It's also probably why he's doing so well this year. But that having been said, the money this year just doesn't appear to be helping. And part of that problem is when you have a man like Donald Trump who can basically pay for anything, you can't squeeze him out of the race. For example, Newt Gingrich won South Carolina 4 years ago. But he limped into Florida, which was a winner-take-all state, has huge media markets. And Gingrich simply had no money to contest Mitt Romney, who put a hurting on him with TV ads. Now, Rubio supposedly were to take this money and start really attacking Donald Trump. Trump has an unlimited pot of coffee to fire back. And he hasn't even used most of it yet because he gets so much free coverage. So, Dennis, I don't see this race changing very much. Early on, it was thought, well, the winner-take-all states to come after Florida would change things. But we're looking at states like Massachusetts, where Trump has a huge lead. That's not a typical Republican state. And so when you get to these atypical states, Trump may be doing even better than in the southern states, where you have that evangelical vote split between Trump and Cruz. Because after about 2 weeks from now, that evangelical influence begins to dissipate greatly.
And you know the Republican Party in Georgia very well. Are they starting to look at the serious possibility that Donald Trump could be the nominee?
Well, what they're doing right now is they're all running at 90 miles an hour to try to make sure Marco Rubio is the nominee. So the answer is no. I actually attended a Trump event at the invitation of the Trump campaign. But being at that rally, one thing I noted was that from my years when I was an elected official, you didn't see the typical Republican supporter at all. There weren't a lot of people in suits and coats and ties and khakis and the stuff you see at the Republican rallies normally. It was people who were in blue jeans and it looked like they'd maybe just gotten off of work. There were a lot of veterans there. There were African Americans, Hispanics, whites, elderly, young people with piercings and hair down to their shoulders. It was the most eclectic crowd I've ever seen, but it tells you something about Trump. He's pulling something out, apparently, that the Republicans in this state and all over the country have not been able to do for many, many decades. And so that's the force that the establishment is up against, and I think they're very perplexed because they haven't seen this sort of – I mean, they haven't filled up a room with 9,000 people or 8,000, whatever, for a presidential candidate this early on in this state since Ronald Reagan.
And a lot of the establishment, quote-unquote, figures in the last couple of days have sent some not-so-subtle messages to John Kasich, you need to get out, and we need to coalesce behind Marco Rubio. Kasich was just here yesterday. Is there any sign that he is ready to do that?
Oh, no. Well, John Kasich is going to try to win his state of Ohio. Now, the only reason he might get out is there is a new poll by Quinnipiac out that shows that Kasich is losing Ohio to Trump by about 6 points. If his polling, and John Kasich would be one who really does look at the polls, if his polling looks like he's going to lose his own home state, I think he would probably bow out because that would take a lot of his political power and future away from him. But we're not there yet, and I think Kasich is going to hang in. He wants to win a couple of states. There are a couple he thinks he can win. And so I don't think he's getting out, and even if he does, Dr. Ben Carson can't hang on much longer either. So it's almost like a checkmate there.
And one quick final thought about Georgia. Is there any sign that Trump, for all of his polling numbers, you said 34% in yours, mm-hmm. might not have the ground game to get that high in the actual voting?
I believe they do. I think the Trump organization here in Georgia is one of the stronger ones. You know, they received a blessing in Raina Casey, who was Newt Gingrich's top fundraiser and political operative, joining the Trump team. And they've got a very strong campaign manager, and they have leadership in every single county. I've actually looked it over. So I don't think they're going to be outworked on this one. I think they're going to be pretty strong. I mean, I think Cruz could do better. One thing to be looking for on election night, I might add very quickly, look at the areas of Fayette County, in particular Fayette, Coweta, some of the counties that are very evangelical, and I think Fayette is very evangelical. If those numbers are much stronger, and then some of the northern counties are much stronger for Cruz, he might overperform and overtake Rubio. I don't think either one of these candidates are going to overtake Trump unless something disastrous happens to Trump in his next debate.
Matt Towery, pollster and syndicated columnist. Matt, as always, a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.